11 games of hoops on a Wednesday night. Cade Cunningham makes a case for first-team All-NBA. The Indiana Pacers make an unreal comeback. And the Spurs may have a new rising star. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. Levy, what's going on?
Not too much, not too much.
A lot going on in the league, though. Let's jump right into it. Detroit beats Miami 116-113. The game was tied with no time left, and Cade Cunningham hit a bank shot to win the game. He's finished with a 25-12-11. He had two blocks, a steal, and he is saying, why can't I be the best guard in the league?
The plain answer is that he's listed as a guard, but the guy is freaking huge. But he's awesome. He's incredible. He's going to be a star. That Detroit pick was, he went number one, but he's going to be really something special.
I don't think he's going to be a star. I think he's a star.
I think he's good enough, and he's got the game to be top five for like a couple seasons, honestly, in his career. Not top five all time. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? He's incredible. He's really, really good.
He's right now probably the top seven, I would say. Right? If we had to do it, the four is locked in. All right? So you have Jokic, SGA, Giannis, Tatum, in whatever order you want to do it. But those four are locked in.
Yeah.
Then for the 5, 6, 7 spot, it's like, where do you put Luka? I don't know if he was so great this season, but I would take him over Cade. Donovan Mitchell has been leading his team to what looks like an over 60 win season. You can't just like put Cade over him. Jalen Brunson, I don't know.
The Pistons team right now is built really around him. They did a very, very good job at getting him a team that's perfectly fit to his skill set. So I think, like, for me, I think he's an incredible player, but I think also the team he adds a lot to the team's success, and the team adds a lot to his success as well. Not that he can't succeed without them, but I just think it's like, it isn't like a Luka, where if you put Luka on the Jazz, mm-hmm. They're killing it. Like, I don't know if it would be the same thing exactly. So, but I think he's getting there. I think he's definitely getting there.
Next, Pacers beat the Mavericks 135-131. This is one of the most misleading scores I've ever seen in my life. Mavs led with 1:07 left, 128-121. In the last 67 seconds, Indiana went on a 14-3 run and won the game 135-121. The last play was the best with 14.7 seconds left. The Mavs inbounded Siakam and Nembhard double team, and then Nembhard eventually gets the three to put the Pacers ahead. Unreal comeback. I love this Pacers team. I hate them as a Knicks fan, but I like them as a basketball, fan. And I just feel bad for this Dallas team that is, I would be surprised if they win another game this season.
Haliburton didn't play. And with the pieces that they have, the Pacers are a very good team. They're very scrappy. I think another life, this was a Knicks team.
They played the Knicks well.
Naismith.
Mm-hmm.
Naismith reminds me of just like an old Knicks player. Like he's efficient. He's not exceptional, but he's physical.
Yeah.
You know?
No, they're scrappy like the Knicks, yeah. I remember them from the playoffs last year. I watched them really closely. Hating Neesmith. Freaking annoying guy. Next. Speaking of the Knicks, Knicks lose to San Antonio 101-105. I'm just going to read this out to you because it made me so mad watching this in the middle of the night. Mukhushvili. Let's just call him that. Never heard of him until last night. He scored 34 points in 19 minutes. He was 13 of 14 from the floor, 7 of 7 from 3, and it is the highest score ever recorded in under 20 minutes played in an NBA game. The Knicks are trying to win. The Spurs are trying to lose. This was one of our worst losses of the season. I'm embarrassed. I am ashamed. This guy who I never heard of and can't pronounce his name is destroying us. Dead air. That's what that was. Just a moment of silence. Moment of silence, but not even planned, just because there's nothing to say.
Well, listen, I think the big news is that Wemby has to step out of the way because they have the next generational talent in Sandro Mamukelele.
Real talk, though, about their talent. When you say Wemby step out of the way, Stephon Castle has been really good. Has there ever been, you might not know this like off the top of your head, but has there ever been a team is it year two or year three for Wemby? It's year two? Okay, year two. So this actually works. Has there ever been a team that had back-to-back Rookie of the Year winners? I can't think of any because it doesn't make sense. Like, you don't usually have the best rookie and then the next year have the best rookie.
Apparently, Minnesota did it with Wiggins and Cat.
Cool.
But that's a great stat. That's a very good stat.
Yeah.
Like, very interesting.
Yeah.
And it makes sense for Minnesota also.
Yeah, that checks out.
But also, Wiggins wasn't their pick.
That's true. Wiggins wasn't their pick. It was a good trade, though. Was it? Maybe. Interesting. Whatever. We don't have to do the love Wiggins thing. I just thought that was interesting. Terrible Knicks loss. No interest in talking about the game. I'm just seeing that I think Castle is now the favorite for Rookie of the Year. And it's kind of cool to have that back-to-back. And what happens if the Spurs win the lottery and get Cooper Flagg? We're going to see a back-to-back-to-back? That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be nuts. And by the way, just another note on that is that a lot of people have not been like, what's the Rookie of the Year race? He's been playing, honestly, really, really solid basketball. He reminds me, people were making this comparison initially. And I was like, that's kind of a crazy thing to say. But now that I'm seeing it, I think it's correct. He reminds me of a young Andre Iguodala.
I like it. Next, I'm going to list you these stats. Tell me who's done this. Okay, ready? In a 5-game span, there are 4 players this season who averaged 25.2 points, 11.8 rebounds, and 5.4 assists. There are 4 players this season who've averaged that for a 5-game span. Can you name me those 4 players?
Is Paolo in there?
No.
Tatum.
That's 1.
Giannis.
That's 2. Yeah, you've got 2 of the 4. 1's easy. Well, you're missing an easy one. I'll say it again.
Jokic. Jokic.
Okay, that's 3. And you're not going to get the 4th.
Anthony Davis? Hold on.
You're not going to get the 4th. The point of this exercise is that you're not going to get the 4th. It's Danny Avdija. Danny Avdija has just been so good these last 5 games. And I love it. And I'm here for it. And I hope when he gets a contract, he gets a big contract and he goes to a contender because he's stuck on the Blazers. But he has been unreal these last 5 games. Think about the players you were trying to list. You were like, was it Davis? Was it, you know, your Jokic, LeBron? Like, we're talking to Danny Avdija here. What a beast. No other notes on that game. You? Portland wins 115 to, Portland beats Memphis 115-99. I just care about Avdija. Huge game from him. 31 points. Just so good. So, so good. 16 rebounds, 8 assists, 9 of 18 shooting, 5 of 8 from 3, 8 of 9 from free throw, 2 blocks. This guy's who, you know, I don't even know. I'm trying to think of like a ceasefire joke, but like, he's so good. He's so good. Next. Sacramento extends Cleveland losing streak to 3. They win 123-19 after a nice game from DeMar DeRozan. 27 points. Malik Monk added 22 points. No Darius Garland, but Mobley had one of the best games of the season. 31 points, 10 rebounds, 13 of 18 shooting. I am not too worried about the Cavs, you?
No, I think that they're going to be fine.
Next, Lakers beat the Nuggets, shorthanded Nuggets. No Murray, no Jokic. They win 120-108 after a historic first quarter from Luka Doncic. He had like the most points, most rebounds, and most assists ever in a quarter by a Laker. It was like pretty cool. And like the Lakers are pretty historic. And once that first quarter, Denver was never really able to come back. Reeves has been playing well, 22 points, 8 of 16 shooting. But this wasn't a full Denver team, so no other real notes on this game.
I also want to say I've been hearing a lot of the discourse about is Austin Reeves the best third option? Guys, like, what are we doing here? Who cares? He's a good player. Let him be. Who's like, stop it. Because then people are like...
We were talking about yesterday with Tony Parker. I don't know if that made it on the recording. But like... There's no, like, Cat being the best shooting big man. Like, stop giving people random titles and just play basketball.
Right, but also people are like, well, is Norman Powell a third option? Like, just shut up. Just enjoy
totally
basketball. The other thing that I want to note is also I think that it's been beneficial in a weird way to have Jokic out for the past 2 games because Aaron Gordon has been showing off his offensive skill set, and it's like, this is a different, like, I think he's very subtly developed his offensive game, and you get to see it now in full display, and it's fun. It's fun to watch. They didn't win, but it's fun to watch.
He's great. Next, Pelicans beat the Timberwolves 119-115. Rare road win for the Pelicans. Zion Williamson had 29 points, and now the Timberwolves have lost 2 straight after winning 8 in a row, and they're still in that battle with Golden State for the 6th seed. Last night's loss drops Minnesota a full game behind the Warriors, so that part is really, really interesting. But good job for the Pelicans. This is their 6th road win all season. Mazel tov. Next, Devin Booker, 41 points, leads Phoenix past Chicago 127-121. Devin Booker had 20 points in the fourth quarter, put the team on his back to a great 33-27 record. Suns are now officially in the 10 seed. They are tied with the Mavericks for 33-37. Next, OKC beats Philly 133-100. Jalen Williams, triple-double, career-high in rebounds, 19. SGA, no problem. They beat one of the most underachieving teams of all time by 33 points. Good game. Also, weirdly, Caruso was active but got no minutes. I paid very close attention to this because Caruso's on my fantasy team. Caruso was fully active. Like, if you look at the box score, it just shows he did nothing. But, like, he was active, so I don't really get that. I'm kind of annoyed about it, but nothing I can do.
Because they have so many contributors on the team, they kind of give it to the hot hand. Listen, on this team, he's a dinosaur. Okay, they got to get the old man some rest a little bit. He was out there still. He's playing defense, but give his offensive load a little bit of a rest. I want to look up something in regards to the other side of the court.
Quentin Grimes. You want to talk more about Quentin Grimes?
Just for a minute. Okay, I know.
28 points. He's great.
In the last week, 52% shooting, 34 points.
He's having a heck of a run. There's a real run of, like, either the bad teams, like the Denny Avdias, the Quentin Grimes, the Obi Toppins of, like, you know, our best guys out. Aaron Gordon, our best guys out, like, let me step up. We've been seeing a lot of that the last couple games. Next, Houston beats Orlando 116-108. Houston now has their season best 8th. Game in a row. That's an 8-game winning streak. In other words, I don't know why I said that twice, but I did. Levy, you can either edit it out or keep it in.
We'll find out, won't we? Yeah.
No, listen, this was just a big game from Jalen Green, from Shangoon. It's just one of those, like, all the Rockets were firing on all cylinders, and Ben Carroll scored 31 points. He was great. No Denny Avdia, at least the last 5-game span, like we discussed earlier. VanVleet added 19 points, and the Rockets maintain their second-place position in the Western Conference ahead of the Lakers and Nuggets. That was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. I want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting. I want to thank you, Levy, for producing. I want to thank you, Max, for being a board observer. And I want to thank you for listening. I don't think I'm going to thank Max for that every day, but...